A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the toughest, most important job in the world.
Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
This is The Mom Show. It's where moms come to learn and share. Our host is Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the Mom Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz. You know, this past week at KSL News Radio and on KSL TV and on our sister radio stations across the market, we hosted the Primary Children's Giveathon. And I love the Giveathon so much. It is my favorite time of year because I just feel so incredibly blessed that we have Primary Children's Hospital in our backyard in Salt Lake City. I live down the street literally from the hospital. And so it brings great comfort to my mom heart to know that a world-renowned and world-class hospital with surgeons and specialists and doctors and nurses is within a stone's throw of my kids and where I live. I even sometimes think about how, you know, if there was an emergency and I didn't have a car seat in my car, I would feel comfortable just running down the street, right? I'm that close to the hospital, you know, that I could get my kids to that hospital in a moment's notice. And so as we've been raising money for the hospital this week, I wanted to talk with a mom who's been directly impacted by the services at Primary Children's Hospital. And I am going to invite you to still give if you can. You can get online at kslkids.com and donate anytime today. It's a way for you to just give back to Primary Children's. So joining me now is Haley Winger. And Haley, thank you for joining me on the Mom Show. Let's just start by having you introduce Belle and tell me all about your journey thus far.
Of course. Yeah. So, well, this is Belle and she's 2 years old. She has a metabolic disorder called congenital disorder of glycosylation, which is an extremely rare disorder. I think there's only a few thousand people worldwide that have been diagnosed with this. We first found out that she had this disorder when she was just about a month old. What brought us to Primary Children's Hospital was Belle was about a week or 10 days old, and she started throwing up a lot. And our pediatrician said, let's be safe. Let's go to Primary Children's, get her checked out. And I thought we were going to be there for a day, you know, get some fluids and be on our way. Well, a day turned into weeks, turned into a month, and we did so many tests, x-rays, just blood work, really, honestly, anything that you can think of, they tested for. And finally, the genetics team at the hospital was brought in, and they said, let's do a whole genome sequencing test. It's where they take DNA from Belle and myself and my husband, and they just kind of comb through all the DNA to see what there could be. And about a week later, they came back and said, Belle has congenital disorder of glycosylation. It's a disorder that causes developmental delay, slow growth. She was failure to thrive for the first couple months of her life. It causes epilepsy with seizures and cortical blindness. It's kind of a mixed bag, honestly, and we really didn't know what to expect. So they kind of told us some things to look out for. And when Belle was about 2 months old, she started developing a type of seizure called infantile spasms. And she had to be put on a steroid for that, which really lowered her immune system. So in January of 2020, she developed a cold And what would typically just be a cold for you or I, or typical healthy people, caused her to be in the hospital with breathing issues, and she had a collapsed lung. She was in the ICU for a couple of months total. She was on a ventilator, and during that time, it was so up and down. We really did not know if she was going to make it or not. And she ended up being in the hospital for about 7 months that second time. It was really scary.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, as I sit here and listen to you and I see Sweet Belle, I am just like, how overwhelming was that for you as a mom with a young, like, newborn to 2-month-old baby, right? Who you didn't know what was happening, what was going on. I mean, what was that like for you?
It was terrifying, honestly. And I've never experienced anything like this. I have 3 other children, and just honestly, just overwhelming. Anything that we had to do for her was very overwhelming at first, and just terrifying and heart-wrenching to see her in so much pain all those months, and really just not knowing what life would bring and where she would be at the next day, or what I would walk into her hospital room seeing. It was really scary.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And so as you use the services and the hospital and the nurses and the doctors and did all the things at Primary Children's Hospital, in our last minute here before we take a quick segment, just tell us what it meant to you to be at the hospital and the kind of the care you got.
Honestly, everyone at Primary Children's is wonderful, and they truly want the best care for your child. We have several what they call primary nurses who, at any time they have a shift, they would care for Belle, and they really became like our family. They loved her so much, and I knew that they would fight for her, whatever it may be. And the doctors just knew exactly how to care for her to help her heal.
That's amazing. I mean, how do you feel just like knowing you were able to get that care? I mean, what if this had happened anywhere else, or you were living anywhere else, right? Or you didn't have access to this hospital.
Right. We felt so grateful. I mean, we're 20 minutes from the hospital, and it was wonderful to know that we could just go and be right there, and or I could run home quick and see my other kids during this time. Truly, we feel so blessed to live so close and have this right in our back pocket.
So how is Belle doing now, and what's the prognosis?
She's doing great. The prognosis, we honestly don't know, because there's been so few cases of her disease, but the genetics team and several other teams at Primaries are amazing. They have her doing regular infusions at Primary Children's, and that's really helped her stay healthy and stay home, and just some different therapies that have really helped her.
Yeah, that's amazing. Hayley Winogur is mom to Belle. They are a family who story needs to be told about Primary Children's Hospital. And all this week, KSL News Radio has been raising money for the Primary Children's Hospital. And Belle's story is just one of the thousands that we've told this week. So I'm so grateful to Hayley to come on and share her story with us. We'll take a break. More with Hayley on The Mom Show when we come back.
You've joined The Mom Show. Being a mom can be tough sometimes. We try to make it easier. Here's Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into The Mom Show today. Thank you for joining us. We are talking today with mom Hayley Winogur and her sweet daughter, Belle. Hayley is a mom who has used the services of Primary Children's Hospital because her daughter has a very unique condition, in fact, a very rare condition that not many children have. And so all this week at KSL News Radio, we have been raising money for the Primary Children's Hospital, and I invite you to donate if you feel so inclined at KSL. kslkids.com. You can do that anytime. Just log on to the website. You can do it from your phone, kslkids.com. Haley, let's reset the stage for everybody in terms of what is the condition that Belle is dealing with?
Belle has a metabolic disorder called congenital disorder of glycosylation.
That is so many big words.
I took a long time to actually figure out what it was, to be honest.
Yeah.
When we first were told about this, I thought it was just kind of something where she might need a few supplements, you know, she might need help with her sugar levels or something. But really, it's a disorder that affects multi-systems in the body.
Oh, there's sweet Belle.
Yes.
You okay?
Her lungs have been affected, her heart. She was born with a hole in her heart. She has epilepsy. She has cortical blindness, developmental delay. She is about on a 4-month-old level, but she's just the sweetest thing, and she's really healthy. Her body's kind of figured itself out after the first year.
Yeah, and is it a genetic disorder, or you said something about DNA, right?
Yes. So we did it's called a whole genome sequencing, and it's where they take DNA from myself, my husband, and Belle, and they send it off to a lab, and they comb through the DNA piece by piece to see if, you know, if there's any part of her DNA that's been affected. And so it came back saying that she has congenital disorder of glycosylation. And really, it's when her body cannot bind its sugars to its proteins. If we're getting a little bit technical
here.
Yeah,
we have to get science-y because that's so rare.
It's so rare. And it took me, like I said, a while to figure out just what was going on. But basically, that's how our body functions, is by building sugar trees and binding them to proteins. And so her body cannot do that very well, or it doesn't function properly. We have been actually giving her a supplement called galactose, which is a very specialized type of sugar. And we did some labs a few months ago, and it looked like her body's process of glycosylation was starting to normalize. So thanks to our geneticist at Primary Children's, who told us about this, he was involved with a research group that was researching this supplement, and it seemed to have helped kids like her to kind of get that process normalized within their bodies.
So is there any hope that her symptoms might lessen, or she won't have the neurological delays or anything like that?
So how I understand it is, kind of, unfortunately, the damage has already kind of been done. Mm. She already has this inherent disease that she was born with. But it can get better. So right now we're not sure if she'll ever be able to walk or talk. We're hopeful because she has really been progressing since being on this supplement. Her therapy, she's excelling. She's starting to roll over. So she is reaching certain milestones, just at a very slow pace.
Yeah, and that's got to just be so overwhelming, not only on you, but on the whole family. Again, we're talking with Haley Wanniger. She's a mom to Bailey, who it was part of our Primary Children's Give-a-thon this week. And as we raise money for the hospital, we are sharing these stories of Belle's and of the sweet little kids who use the services of Primary Children's Hospital and the world-renowned doctors and geneticists, right, and specialists and people that have helped Belle. Haley, you mentioned you have other kids. How has this become a family affair, and how has Primary's helped you through that?
Well, really, Belle was in the hospital during, 7 months in 2020 with COVID. Pre-COVID, the kids came to the hospital. Primary Children's has this amazing program where the kids can come and do crafts or make different projects for Belle to decorate her room and to just play and feel like they are a kid within the hospital. My kids felt really special being able to come and participate in different events like that. Even after COVID, when everything kind of shut down, the hospital was really great about sending home projects for my kids to do, to give to Belle or to give to the other kids in the hospital. And so they really try to make it feel like it is a comfortable space and a place. It's like, because it becomes a home away from home, you know, when you're there for so long. And whether the child life specialists are really great about bringing in things to help with a child's well-being and really make things feel not so scary for them.
Yeah, I heard another one of our wonderful families that I talked to this week that use the services up at Primary Children's Hospital just to explain it, like they made it feel like home. They made it feel like home, which you said literally it becomes your home when your child is in the hospital for that long. So I can only imagine you're eternally grateful to all the nurses, doctors, staff, child life specialists, geneticists up there at Primary Children's. Haley Weidiger is mom to Sweet Belle, and she was featured on this week's KSL Radio Giveathon that we do every single year. So if you feel so inclined, you can still donate just by going to kslkids.com. We're going to take a quick break. More with Haley when we come back on The Mom Show.
It's the toughest, most important job in the world.
Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning. And then someone hands you a baby.
This is The Mom Show. It's where moms come to learn and share. Our host is Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into The Mom Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you are just joining us and you missed all of our programming this week where we donated to Primary Children's Hospital through the Giveathon that we were doing all week long, both on KSL Radio and TV and our sister radio stations helping us as well. This all went down on Friday and it was a wonderful day. And the best part of the day is really getting to hear the success stories of the hospital, getting to hear from the families right here in Utah who have used Primary Children's Hospital and whose lives have been saved from the hospital, not just in emergency situations, but through life-threatening, you know, debilitating diseases and conditions and disorders. And so it's really inspiring to hear all of these success stories. And one of those moms right now is Haley Weidiger, and she's joining me now. Haley, you have to recap for us again the condition that Sweet Belle has. She's 2 years old, right?
Right.
And talk to me, describe for our listeners what she's going through.
Well, Belle has a genetic disorder called congenital disorder of glycosylation. It's a disorder that affects the body's ability to bind its sugars to its proteins, which creates kind of a lot of multi-system issues. So Belle has seizures. She has cortical blindness, developmental delay, are just a few things that she's presented with.
Did you ever think as a mom you'd also become a scientist or a doctor?
No, I feel like I know way more than I should about nursing things and health. And yeah, the big words Yeah, it's funny. When I first found out what her disorder was, I had no idea what they even told me.
You had to Google it, probably.
I did, yeah. And that's kind of where I found a Facebook group with some similar kids who had the same disorder. And that's by chatting with all those other parents, I really learned a lot.
Yeah, talk to me about the support that you have received. I imagine at the hospital, you can only, you know, talk to the doctors, nurses. I mean, there's staff there, right, who help people through stuff like this. But you also found a community online.
Right. Yeah, honestly, it's It's all been so helpful. The doctors and nurses are amazing at Primary Children's. And then also the online community, Facebook has been great, because I would have never known any other parent with the same, you know, who has a child with the same disorder as Belle. And they were able to really help answer a lot of questions, or to say, try this therapy, or this is what worked for us, or this medication worked for us. That's been really helpful, and honestly just encouraging, and to feel like I'm not so alone in this world.
Yeah, that is so important. And I should mention that you can donate to Primary Children's Hospital by going to kslkids.com. We've been doing a give-a-thon all week long here, and it culminated on Friday. So Haley and I are chatting a little bit now after the main event, but we're still, you know, asking for your donations, just because families like Haley's and kids like Belle are the ones that are impacted. And so I wanted to share Haley's story with you today. Haley, you mentioned that Belle was in the hospital during 2020, during COVID times. I imagine that was such a scary time for little Belle, who you said earlier got a cold and it put her in the hospital. So how scary has this time been for you?
It was frightening, honestly. So she went into the hospital January of 2020 with coronavirus.
Oh no, she caught COVID.
So it wasn't COVID, actually. I remember having this discussion with the nurse as Belle was actually in the ICU, and she had a different form of coronavirus. And my husband and I and the nurses were all like, is this the same thing? Does she have this new disease, this new coronavirus that everyone is talking about? And it turned out she didn't, but it was equally, or almost, you know, just as devastating to her. It caused a collapsed lungs, and she was on a ventilator for a really long time. There were different times where we didn't know if she was going to make it through the night, honestly. And then to add in COVID on top, where a lot of the support in the hospital was kind of taken away, and understandably, but they used to do, Ronald McDonald would provide, you know, meals, and volunteers would come in and cook meals for the families. And you would get to go and meet other families that who are going through similar experiences and really kind of lean on each other. And so that was all taken away. And it was really kind of isolating, because just being alone in her room, a lot of the times my husband and I couldn't even be with her together, or even on the same day. And so my husband would go days without seeing her, because you could only have one person there each day. And it was really hard.
Yeah, that just adds so much stress on top of the uncertainty of COVID and the fact that she has a different coronavirus. Like, can you be struck by lightning more than once in your life? Yes, because Haley's proof of that.
I know.
Well, it's so amazing the care that that you and your family and that Belle got at the hospital. I just, you know, think so often about families like yours who have endured these trials. And I've only been to primaries for a broken leg and an eye muscle surgery that was planned. You know, it's like I haven't had to be there for an emergency. I haven't had to be there for a life-altering disorder or condition. What do you want other families to know who may be in your situation?
You know, I think a lot of the time is what really helped me was to trust my gut and to kind of to trust my mom instincts, and to really say, you know what, something is off. And just to kind of speak up about it and voice concerns. But also, I really feel like I leaned on the support of the nurses there and the doctors there, and for different advice and really comfort. Honestly, a lot of the nurses there became such good friends to us and were hugged me when I needed a hug. You know, they cried with me. They laughed with me. They would come to visit Belle when she moved into a different unit. And she actually spent her birthday in the hospital, her 1-year-old birthday with, it was actually a planned procedure that we did, but they all celebrated with us and they brought her balloons and gifts and they were just so, like, it was just like a family there.
Haley Wanniger is a mom who has used the services of Primary Children's Hospital. And all this week we've been collecting money for the hospital, so you can still give at kslkids.com. Haley, I don't know how to ask this question. I'll just preface it by saying I'm not trying to get you to reveal anything that you don't want to reveal for me. But have you ever felt as a mom like this wasn't the way it's supposed to be? This wasn't the way it was supposed to go.
100%. Honestly, one of the amazing counselors at the hospital told me this analogy, and it has helped me kind of get over the guilt of feeling that like that. Honestly, she said, it's like you were packing for a trip to Australia and you've bought all of the cute summer clothes for Australia and you've planned your itinerary for there and what beaches you're going to go to. And you've been planning this for so long, and then you get on the plane and you accidentally end up in Denmark. And
you're like, I did not sign up for this.
I was planning on going to Australia, but Denmark is equally amazing and it has beautiful flowers and the land is so beautiful and it has equally beautiful, wonderful experiences. Just not the ones that you are planning for with Australia.
Right. I love and that so, message. Yes.
Yeah, that's really, really helped me to kind of see the beauty in the everyday with Belle and her individual milestones that I would have never even picked up with my other typical kids. I pick up now and I say, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like she's making little sounds. She's playing with her hands, which other babies, they just naturally do. But for her, it was such a big milestone for her.
Yeah. I hope we can all take that message too as we go into the holidays. I think that's so beautiful. Haley Wanniger is the mom to Belle. She is one of our KSL Giveathon families. We've been donating to Primary Children's Hospital all week long, raising money for the amazing work that's done at Primary Children's. And Haley and her family is just one mom who has benefited of the thousands and thousands of families that use their services. So kslkids.com is where you can donate. We'll take a break. More with Haley and just a minute.
Back inside the Mom Show. Dads are welcome, but moms come here to be heard. We're with Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Mom Show today. Thank you for joining us. We've been having a conversation with Haley Wanniger. She is a mom to young Belle, who is a beautiful 2-year-old. They use the services at Primary Children's Hospital. And all this week, we have been raising money for the hospital. So I wanted to talk to a mother today who's had this experience up there, who has a child who has some disabilities, has some developmental delays, and is kind of working through all those things and has benefited greatly from the services at Primary Children's. You can still donate by going to kslkids.com. So, Haley, recap for us again the condition that your daughter Belle is dealing with.
She has a disorder called congenital disorder of glycosylation, which is a metabolic disorder that affects multi-systems. She has epilepsy, developmental delay, cortical blindness. It affects her body's ability to bind its sugars with its proteins, which is kind of how our body functions. So it's a multi-system disorder.
It is so hard. And the fact that you can even pronounce the name of that now, it makes you just an expert. But Haley, I want to talk to you as the mom. I mean, how has this shifted your perspective on motherhood, what you've been through with Belle?
It really has made me be more present, honestly, and really take every day and not take it for granted and really just find joy in every day. And even little things that
my other kids are going through, you know, with the holiday season and with Christmas, and they're so excited for Santa, and even just finding joy in that, because for me, I don't know if Belle will ever know what Santa is. I don't know if she'll get excited for holidays or be able to look forward to things. I have hope that she will, and I believe that she will, but really just every day I look at her and she's such a miracle, and she's really a literal angel on earth. She's so sweet. She hardly ever cries. She just has the sweetest temperament. And it really is, for me, a good reminder to just find joy in the little things and to really just not take for granted our health and the beautiful place that we live, and just being able to be with each other out of the hospital each day is really a gift.
I love that perspective, and it makes me just think, oh man, I get annoyed by my kids so much. And you don't have, I mean, I'm sure you have moments, right? I'm not, but just shifting your perspective on what to take for granted and what not to take for granted anymore, I think is so beautiful. Haley, as you spent time at Primary Children's Hospital, what was your biggest takeaway from all the people that helped you throughout all of this time?
They really care for your child. They really, they fought for Belle. I mean, they kept her alive. They saved her life multiple times. I just cannot express how grateful I am to them. And I still think about them every single day. Some of her primary nurses there gave her a blanket for her birthday, and every time, we use it all the time, I think of them, and it just, I'm honestly so grateful. Like, I can't say that enough.
It's hard to put into words just how much they mean to you. You can still donate to Primary Children's Hospital by going to kslkids.com. I'd invite you to do that now. Haley, thank you so much for joining me on The Mom Show, and I wish you the best of luck and your other kids and your husband and your marriage and Belle.
Thank you
especially.
So much.
Especially, I wish all the good luck and blessings for you guys as you continue to fight through this thing and live some sense of normalcy.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to talk to you.
Yes, good to chat with you as well. We'll be back next week on The Mom Show.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.